Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Comedian J.R. Brown going to phone the program about an hour from now. We have comedian Frank Caliendo tomorrow and also Joe Coy in the studio on Friday. Somebody else tomorrow is just Caliendo.
Yeah. Caliendo's, but I did have a couple texts with Dr. Mina yesterday. She's
all right.
Give us a call tomorrow, too.
Oh, great. Wonder if she'll weigh in on the toad licking from yesterday. Hope she does.
I think she's going to be fine with
it. I'm pretty sure
she's going to be upset about everything right now, and rightly so. I don't mean us, just the world.
Well, probably us, too.
Us, too. I get that, yeah.
Us, too, yeah.
Wishing death on people.
Because we're part of the world.
That's part of it. She might not like that part.
She might.
That goes against her oath.
No, right. It's her oath thing.
She might like it, but she can't actually say that.
Yeah, true, but she has that oath thing, and she sees death in the face every day.
In the face.
In the face. She's a tough cookie.
Thanks.
Yeah, she is.
Yeah. She'll like that. What's that noise? Who's buzzing?
Somebody's getting a text.
It is a buzz.
You get a text, Craig?
No. Everybody want to check their phone?
I looked at mine. It wasn't my buzz.
Could be mine.
All right. Yours is in your pocket over there, right?
It's over there.
Okay.
There, in the bag.
My phone goes off all the time because we have one of those Ring doorbells.
Oh, really?
And
anybody shows up there?
Yeah, if I walk by the front door, it goes off.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm like,
yeah.
It should know it's me. Right. I've got the phone in my pocket. Like, I don't need to know that I'm at my front door.
There is motion at your front door.
Do you have that Life 360 thing for your kids?
Yeah. My wife does.
Yeah, I have. I got it on mine. My wife wanted to put it on mine because I kept asking her where the kids were for a couple years, and then she put it on mine, and now I can't live without it. But it buzzes when they come home.
Yeah,
and that so I know exactly when they walk through the door, the time. I don't really wake up in the middle of the night. I'm usually sleeping by the time they come home. Sometimes.
I just realized my daughter never texted me last night. Right, she was going to a movie with friends and then spending the night. And I'm like, I'll let us know when you get back. She never did.
Well, you know what? I realized that we didn't have to. We didn't have that situation. Even you didn't have that situation. And pushed into that situation. You were out all night and you came home when you came home. Or you got yelled at. You came home late. And I understand. But the new technology makes parents just more paranoid. I'm more paranoid now. I can see where they're driving. I can see where they're at. My daughter, who's going to be at KU here in 2 weeks, we drop her off at Kansas in 2 weeks. She goes, I want off that when I'm down there. I said, well, what's it matter? I said, I want you on there now because if you're Lawrence, I can't do anything anyway. You could do what you want.
I said, that's
the best part about college, honey.
Get out of that frat house.
It's called freedom. It's called freedom at college. If you're away at college, most of us experienced that. A lot of us experienced that. You don't have anybody. You come home to your dorm when you want. You go out when you want. You do stuff. Now, I will see, but you could be anywhere on campus. I have no idea where you're at. So what?
Yeah, it's not going to mean anything.
I just want to know you're out there. That's all.
Well, here's the solution. Say, if you want off of it, get your own cell phone plan.
No, I
pay for it yourself.
You know, usually I'm drinking, and I usually say, if you want off of it, pay for college.
Oh, well, that too.
She hates that, rightly
that
so.
That too.
Yeah, I get yelled at for saying that.
Hey, they give really good consolidation loans for 20 years. Trust me. You can get it done.
Yeah. So, no, actually, that's more important for you to be on the phone, know where you're at when you're out of town. In town, I can get to be a pain in the ass, I'm sure. Where are you at? What are you doing?
Oh, you could be a pain in the ass anywhere.
Yeah. You don't need reasons to be more paranoid.
Yeah. There's no boundaries to your pain in the asses.
I asked for the app, and my wife said no.
You can do it yourself.
But I got to get connected to the kids. Yeah, I don't think she wants me to know where she's at.
Oh. That's the thing. Oh, sure.
And I don't really want, then if I'm on it, then I'm connected too, and I'd rather, it's probably best.
Well, you know what's funny? I literally thought like I used to think when I was single and being stupid, and Todd, you're a pain in the ass too, believe me. I got a list. Written down somewhere, actually.
I hate it when mommy and daddy fight.
Todd started it. Okay. And you're a pain in the ass too, and so are you, and Nick, not so much you.
Yeah, he's getting
I haven't known Nick
that.
Long enough.
He just doesn't have the
time.
History.
What's
bugging me about Nick lately is... Now we're turning back on Nick.
He's punctual now. He's showing up early, and what the hell? Makes me suspicious.
No, I like that he's here early.
What the hell is this 6:55 crap?
It does feel weird.
I think Jim Sucks kind of kicked his ass out in the hallway.
You being on time? Okay, so... I was originally didn't want that Life 360 because I don't want people to know where I'm at. And then I realized after about 3 years that I don't do dick.
Nothing.
I don't do anything wrong.
Nothing.
I haven't done wrong. I don't do anything wrong. It's just an old habit of I don't want anybody to know where I'm at. Well, I don't do anything. I'm not at somebody's apartment. I'm not at a bar. I'm not at a hotel doing stupid stuff with somebody I shouldn't be. I go here and I go. My wife knows where I'm at all the time.
Yeah, here or driving home or the store occasionally.
Right. Yeah. So I'm just as boring as everybody else on my phone.
I rather enjoy my little report I get from Google every month. Here's where you've been.
isn't it sad though?
Oh, I left the house.
It was really bad during COVID. You're right.
Must not have had much going on. Oh, right. During COVID, it was work and home.
Yep.
Maybe the store.
Oh, you did the right thing.
Yeah, I realized, I think in the month of July here, I think I put more miles on my car than I did in the entire calendar year of 2020. Because I took two road trips.
It was on this date in 2019, a teenager won $3 million at the first Fortnite World Cup in New York. That prize was the largest in esports history, at least at that time.
God, my son was into that for a long time. He didn't do it anymore.
If only he could have brought home $3 million.
I wonder if that kid still has the money. If I would have gotten $3 million at 19, I would have had...
Oh, he was 19?
Yeah.
Oh, then he could keep it. His parents couldn't
have... Well, it was in 2019. It was a teenager. He could have been under 19.
But then his parent, then he doesn't have the right to allow that. Parents can actually take some of that, or at least put it in a trust for him.
Yeah, I would have just had piles of tacos and CDs. And it would have been
then, if you think about you mentioned those two things, that only takes up probably about $1,000.
Wow.
You couldn't do $3 million with tacos and CDs.
And no Fortnite champion said, I want to get a bunch of CDs. Yeah.
No.
And you skipped right over the KISS pinball machine.
Yeah, you did. There would have been a couple of those.
Two at least.
Oh, yeah. You'd want one for the bedroom, one for the living room.
Must be tough for a parent, though, when a kid makes a lot of money, like, right away. I understand why parents say, hey, how about a little something-something? I raised you. How about paying for the past 10 years?
Yeah. Right. Here's the
bill. I'm not talking about Britney Spears' conservatorship. I'm talking about, hey, well, you give daddy something here so he can quit work. A lot of guys do that.
Mm-hmm.
And then it turns into a Britney situation where they're just skimming off the top forever.
Well, yeah, exactly. Those kind of people, you're right.
Yeah.
$3 million, it could bring KISS to the funny bone.
Yeah.
He could.
A little private party.
That'd be a great setting, too, except for the pyro. Like that place up.
Yeah, we'd have to raise the ceiling in there.
A little bit, yeah.
Might have to go out to the patio.
Here's a song that's not a joke!
We'll be the judge of that, Paul. Yeah.
That's funny. You mentioned Britney, the hashtag Free Britney going to Frisco, Texas. The Rough Riders, a minor league affiliate of the Texas Rangers, are going to honor Britney Spears by giving out 500 pink T-shirts featuring the hashtag Free Britney, giving free admission to people named Britney or born on December 2nd or dressed up as Britney Spears.
Hey, my daughter's born December 2nd.
Is that Britney's birthday?
I
apparently it is.
Can only
it must
guess.
Be. Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
What Nick said, it yeah, must be. Yeah, yeah.
I got word that she broke the internet the other day.
Yeah, she. I haven't seen the picture.
Yeah, she's just got her. She's got her hands.
Yeah, they're pretty
boobs.
Hot.
It's a hand bra situation.
Yeah. And, now,
and some Daisy Dukes.
She's 39, right?
Yeah,
looking
about
nice.
That.
I did see that there was a, or I read that there was a little bit of a slip in one of those pictures.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think they corrected that by the time I got around.
The color in the nipple?
That, and you yeah. can find other pictures
yeah. they,
out
they,
well.
They added a little graphic kind of over where her nipples would have been.
Well, they were out
like
there
a little
at one point.
Sunburst.
Well, usually I know where they yeah. would have been. They would have been yeah. right in the middle of the boobs.
Yeah. You seem like they're in the normal spot. But.
Greg would know if there's a, is there a fappening video?
That I don't know. I don't specifically know.
Yeah, because I'm not aware if there is.
We had that phony one. Remember that woman that looked a lot like her performing
oh, yeah.
on that dude? That was real looking.
But there, if I'm not mistaken, there's still pictures of her yeah. out there.
I had to watch that 5 or 6 times to make sure it wasn't her.
I know. We watched it at the office that time.
And we
started shoving
came
up.
To the conclusion. Yeah.
Maybe this is
arrived.
Yeah. we arrived at the conclusion, right. I haven't seen those photos yet.
It's on her Instagram.
Okay. I love Instagram. Well, we do have Instagram. I got mm-hmm. to do
yeah.
that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm
I
just
started following her on Instagram.
I think we're going to as well.
Yeah.
I'm follow just looking her. At it right now.
She's old enough now.
I just clicked the follow button.
How many followers
here's
does
one
she
of
have?
Them.
Me, she has 32.6
oh,
million
hot.
Followers.
Yeah. The other one doesn't have the.
That's hot. Oh my God. That's so good. Good.
Yeah, she's very attractive.
Yeah. Well, she always has been. I mean, yeah. she's obviously.
Shocker.
Yeah.
Newsflash. Britney's hot.
But she's been of age for the last 20 years.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, because she was super sexualized when she was,
yeah, that's,
what, 15,
that was
16?
Part of her problem. 16? Yeah,
yeah. Yeah, too much so.
Yeah, the 20.
From the jump.
Well, yeah.
The
Baby One More Time what, video.
That video was
that
amazing.
Was her, that was her debut.
Yep.
Yeah, and on Rolling Stone, the cover of Rolling Stone in her bedroom.
It was
yeah. what looked like a bedroom.
Yeah.
We had that poster in our old studio.
Yeah, we did.
That cover and the Jennifer Aniston cover, I remember vividly
yeah.
from high school.
Oh, yeah.
The Janet Jackson one was good, too.
Yeah, that one was good, too.
That was her boyfriend's hands, too.
Yeah, it was a hand bra, but it was a dude.
And then there was even stuff to read in the magazine.
Back in the day.
Yeah.
What is
it now? Just the it's process crap. They went into for the BTS McDonald's deal?
Jan Werner sold it, so it's not there's no good music articles in it at all.
Yeah.
The music all sucks now, and it's just brutal.
Yeah, my subscription.
It's broke country and pop crap. It's all done, and get rid of it.
I'm not
reading
it. Mine runs out, I think, here at the end of the summer, and for the first time in like 25 years, I'm going to not have a subscription to Rolling Stone.
Yeah. It's worthless.
Yeah, I just don't find myself reading it.
No.
And it's expensive. They jacked the price up, too. It's like $100 a year.
I like the David Crosby advice column. That's about all I read anymore.
Yeah.
Does he have good advice?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he does.
He's been through it all, man.
Yeah, he has been through it all.
I've heard that guy can be kind of a dick.
But once again, I don't know how they're... Watch the documentary on him. It's really good. Once again, though, what are they trying to do there? It's like they're selling the magazine. Billie Eilish is on the last cover. They're selling the magazine to teenagers, and they got David Crosby right. giving them advice. Come on. I love David Crosby, but the teenagers don't care about David Crosby.
No, they don't.
He does give good advice,
though. It's about drugs and relationships and sex.
And he's very honest.
Yeah, like your average Megan the Stallion fan is probably not going to reach out to David Crosby
advice. Well, then I'm going
to
read that.
Sure.
You know, I don't read the Billie Eilish crap.
And $100 a year for a half-page sidebar, you know, a few times, that's not worth it.
And Taibbi's columns are great, but they're depressing because it's always about how Trump's is killing everybody and everybody sucks and they're... And we suck. It's just,
well,
it's 8 pages long and everything sucks. Thanks, Taibbi.
Yeah.
Nice pick me up
there. That guy's got to be depressed.
I know.
Some in-depth,
he's a great writer.
Yeah, he is.
Some in-depth dive into some war-torn area across the world. It's like, it's probably a great piece. But,
all Taibbi's political stuff does is make me mad.
Me too.
So I really can't read it.
Right.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com.
Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Oh, here's a fappening picture.
Just like the term.
Brittany and a bunch
mask
of her friends.
Mask up to protect the unvaccinated.
In the back of a limo, and none of them are wearing panties.
Yeah, I would doubt the authenticity
that
of that.
Wasn't fappening. That was just... a regular shot.
You mean the one when she gets out and shows her vagina?
Yeah,
that was real.
No, that's a different photo. Yeah, this is three of them.
Oh, okay.
And it looks like it's somebody inside the limo.
Oh, I got it.
Yeah, that could be doctored up a little bit.
Yeah, I have a feeling.
But no, there's a bunch of pictures of her exiting a limo.
From back in the day, yeah.
Where the photographer got it just the right level.
Yeah, who was that comedian that didn't want to see that? Friend of ours.
Really?
Remember we had a comedian in the show back in the day that was weird.
Thought it was gross?
Remember that. I forget who it was.
No, it's not.
No, that was really hot.
Richard Reese?
No, it wasn't Reese.
No, it wasn't him.
Reese. It wasn't Reese. I think it was a black dude, though. I'm not sure which one.
I don't remember.
Yeah.
That sounds like it would piss Richard off.
We just throw him a nice white vagina? I don't think so, right? I don't think so. I know Rich, you know. He likes white vaginas.
He's like, get that away from me.
Nick's learning the beauty of taking shots at friends who don't have a microphone.
Yes, he is. Yes, he is.
It's fun, isn't it?
It is. Text me back, dude.
You might now. I heard what you said. Somebody told me.
Oh, he's asleep for another 3 hours.
Somebody might just be
going to bed.
Somebody tell him.
Pete Davidson has been cast to play Joey Ramone in the upcoming biopic, I Slept with Joey Ramone.
It's his movie. I think he's the executive producing this and everything. Yeah.
He said he was surprised.
Really? I thought he was actually. I read executive produce this thing.
He said, I'm still in shock that they're letting me do this.
His body type is perfect for Joey Ramone. He's just as tall, and he's skinny as hell.
Have you seen the Smart Water commercials he's in now?
I don't know if I have.
He's getting the tattoos removed, and he's talking about how he's made some bad decisions in his life.
Right,
and
right.
It's probably not all because of dehydration, but now he's drinking
That's what it is?
As the lady's sitting there lasering off his tattoos.
Yeah. Which he's actually doing, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
He's got random crap in his body.
I know.
That's why.
Is he keeping any of them?
Like, here's tic-tac-toe in the corner, a smile. It's just stupid stuff.
I think he's getting rid of, like, the neck and arm ones that aren't as easy to cover up for an acting role, you know?
Yeah, you shouldn't just doodle on yourself.
That's what his body looks like.
Go ahead and doodle on yourself, but I don't like it.
Well, it's gonna hinder your acting career,
right?
You know,
that's gonna be great.
He said he usually doesn't do any, or at least much, prep work for his roles, but he's going all in for this one.
Yeah, you'd have to.
The memoir
that's gonna involve some acting.
Yeah, the memoir was written by Joey Ramone's brother.
Ramone.
Not one of the other Ramones, of course.
I know.
Maybe you could interview him.
Yeah.
Mickey Lee.
Pass.
Yeah.
Who wants to interview a Ramone?
Shut up. Just shut up.
Let alone all of
them. That's where you're heading. All of them, they're all alive.
I got some good news and bad news for Nick.
Jesus, shut up, man.
We have a new radio station.
Yes, we do.
It's Northern Idaho's rock station, Rock 103.
Nice.
And they are giving away a trip.
Yeah.
To KISS. I think it's in September.
KISS.
At the Gorge in George Washington, which is an iconic venue.
That would be amazing.
And you're not eligible.
Yeah. I would have been a week ago.
Right. You would have been fine a week ago, but now you're not.
Yeah.
Now you can't win. But anybody listening can't.
Was that just to pour salt in the wound?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Pretty much.
That's an awesome trip.
Yeah, welcome, Rock 103, Northern Idaho's rock station. Appreciate you guys putting us on the radio.
I've always wanted to go to that venue.
Yeah, it looks cool.
But I don't want to see Dave Matthews.
No, ever.
I saw him once. It's a lot of flute solos.
Yeah, is it?
Yeah. Yeah.
There's a documentary.
That's what stood out.
Hee-haw.
Yeah.
Hee-haw.
There's a documentary coming out about that place.
Is it?
That I want to check out. I think it's making the film festival circuit right now.
I like that Pete Davidson thing where he's like, normally I don't try.
I know. Well, he just plays himself.
I will for this one. Yeah.
Mean, in the movie, he played himself. In any kind of little comedy that I've seen him, and he plays himself.
Yeah, you wouldn't have to just know your lines.
No. That's become a movie I stop on a lot now, The King of Staten Island. I stop on that now because every part of that
like
is really
that.
Good. Yeah.
Bill Burr's really good in that.
Yeah, Bill Burr, excellent in that. Joe Coy in the studio on Friday, by the way. J.R. Brown, about 8 o'clock this morning. That's about 40 minutes from now.
Good.
8 o'clock Central.
Paris Hilton is shooting down pregnancy rumors. She says that she is not expecting a child with her fiancé. This was actually reported yesterday that she was expecting a kid with her fiancé. But now she's come out and said no. But she can't wait to have kids after she gets married. She said earlier this year, she said that she's been looking into the in vitro fertilization process. And, you know, this is rich people stuff right here.
Right, right.
She was looking into the in vitro fertilization process because it's the only way to ensure she has twins that are a boy and a girl.
Oh, my God.
Shut up.
You can do that now?
I don't think so.
I don't think you still. I don't still think.
Not legally, but there's some places you can go and.
Really?
Probably. Really?
Overseas, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't think you're allowed to pick out your kid's sex
not
yet.
In,
no.
Not in most places.
I think you have to do it doggy to get a girl. That's what I've heard.
Yep. Yeah,
that's still the old wives' tale. Or feet in the air for a boy, one of the two.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And butt for nothing.
Yeah, I'd go the butt way. Kids are expensive.
It's the wisdom of Papa Allen coming through there.
Go the butt way. It's a lot cheaper. Kids are expensive. Right. But Paris Hilton's got money.
That's your dad.
Come on back. Here, Papa. Contagious, Nick. That's your wife thinks, right?
Hereditary.
Hereditary.
Oh, whatever, yeah.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.